But the young people now, most of the young people now don't think like that. But we met some students or young people in Fukushima.
In Fukushima.
Who are thinking about creating a new job or creating a new new company or.
And is it part of your action to do some communication, action in communication? Is it part of your mission? Are you
of course.
Some campaign, mass campaign communication?
Yes,
so you are doing this? Okay. With newspaper, with TV, with radio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you are writing the message?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The statement I showed you last night, it's a part of our mission.
Okay.
Issue such kind of statement.
Okay. Yeah, read,
yeah, though we can't say we are active enough so far. but among our member organizations, there are some very active organizations, like Human Rights Now,
But are you optimistic?
I cannot say.
I know this question is a bit stupid, but we must be optimistic.
Yeah, we must be. We must be. Yeah,
yeah, we must.
I agree.
But are you? This is a, are you optimistic?
We have to believe in what we can do and the potential of our activity. Otherwise.
Yeah.
We can't go on.
Yeah, we gotta keep on this.
Tape
recorder.
Yeah,
this microphone.
Yeah.
Cool.
Round like that. So very good. So you will be on the radio soon.
This is going to be on the
radio. So just maybe for this sequence of record, just can you in few words explain the main mission of Janik?
Main mission of Janik?
Yeah, in few words, just to summarize, if possible.
Yeah, Janik is originally a network of NGOs which is working for international development assistance. But after this 311 disaster, many NGOs, Japanese NGOs, rushed to Tohoku area and started relief operation using their experience in a abroad, and then we decided to support them, support our member organizations. And here in Fukushima, our mission is that to connect those international organizations and local organizations in Fukushima and bring resources to Fukushima. Because there are many small organizations in Fukushima, but
White Raven, for example.
Yeah, many of them. Many of them are
Hope
doing.
Japan.
Yeah, they are doing good job. Yeah, many of them are doing good job, but they are small in dimension, and there are no many staff, and not much fund, so. But this problem will continue. Nuclear reactors accidents affect will continue long time, and someone in Fukushima has to continue working on for the people. So, but it's too heavy this for them, only for them. And this is as you said, it's a global issue, and we have to keep people's interest in on Fukushima issue. So one of our mission is to make people know, to let people know about the situation in Fukushima, what is going on here, and what kind of people are working here, So even in Japan, not so many people know that what Fukushima's people is thinking about and what kind of organizations are working. So our main mission is to support local organizations and to let people know about their activity.
Do you consider that your mission is a permanent one, or do you consider that it will reach an end, that it will be temporary mission?
For that
long term, anyway, long term.
We want to continue.
It needs long term. It needs long term involvement for us, but it's opinion among us. I mean, in Fukushima team. But we always try to persuade our headquarters to continue our job, our endeavor, our effort.
We can't do this activity without funds. And so far, our fund is limited. So if we can collect more fund, we can continue.
You can go further.
Yeah, we have to persuade many people. We have to persuade our headquarters, and we have to persuade donors.
Your funds are mainly are coming from donations.
This is donations.
Or there is some public funds or only donations.
Our main donors are NGOs abroad.
Which country? France?
France, Germany, not yet. We have.
we are open to that.
So far, American NGOs. American NGOs. And Korea. And
Korea.
Yeah.
Singapore. Korea,
Taiwan, Singapore, Malaysia also.
Okay, so these are Asian part.
And some Japanese don't know.
Thank you for this.
Welcome.